If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we've got with us a best-selling author, Paul Wedding, the author of the book, If You Only Knew What You Already Know. And that's a very interesting title, Paul, because candidly, I don't know if I ever know what I think I know. So bottom line is, I'm very interested to what you have to say. And more than that, I'm interested to hear from you just how animals have affected your attitude and your ability to write a best-selling book, and how your animal, Betty, if I'm not mistaken, is your dog, and how Betty is a part of your life.
Well, Lee, Betty is a huge part of my life. It was a few years ago, about 3 years ago. I live by myself, and I'm going to try to make this quick. But Betty wandered up to my mother's apartment door. She was locked up in a garage for the previous 5 years. Oh. And, somehow Betty got out, and she had a tag around her neck, and my mother called the phone number and told the people that I have your dog and I'm going to return her. And I remember my mom telling me that just by the look on the people's faces that they were very unhappy that the dog was back there. And so after my mom got home, she thought about it, and she called back and she said, I'm the lady that just returned your dog, and I am very curious to know what your intentions are with Betty. And they told her that they really don't want this dog around. So my mom went back and picked her up and called me. So I went over, and I just fell in love with her as soon as I saw her, and my mom asked if I would take her because, again, I live by myself. And Betty was, she was up there in age, so I said, of course I'll take her. Got her home, took her to the vet, and we found out that she had a accelerated form of cancer. And so we had to obviously have that taken care of. That was 3 years ago, and Betty is still with us. She actually has surpassed her a life expectancy as far as a boxer goes. I believe the life expectancy of a boxer is 9 and Betty is 12. And the things that Betty has brought into my life are just absolutely irreplaceable.
Paul, in terms of writing a book, especially a motivational book like you did, how did this experience affect your ability to write the story?
It affected me in a very, very positive way. The one thing that Betty brought into my life, I would come home from, say, the gym or going out to eat or what have you, coming to the empty house, and when I would start coming home, it didn't matter what kind of a day you had, how you were feeling. She was always at the door. She was always wagging her tail. She was always happy to see you or to see me, which obviously transformed any type of mood that I was in that might have been subpar when it come to writing, because as you're saying, you have to be in a certain frame of mind to be able to sit down and write, especially the genre that I write. And she was a big part of that. She at every word that I typed, she was sitting right next to me, or she was under my desk, and she turned into just my absolute best friend, and she was a big part of the book, actually. People, after they found out that, because I really didn't, I never had any intentions of having a pet, and I couldn't imagine life without a pet now, and people often say to me, what's the name of that dog that you own, Betty? Well, how is Betty? And I often tell people, well, you have it backwards because Betty owns me now.
We're talking this morning with best-selling author Paul Wedding, the author of the book, If You Only Knew What You Already Know. Paul, one of the things that is, this is going to sound a little bit bizarre, but it's something my wife has said to me for years. She has always pointed out that animals sometimes have an infinite wisdom that human beings could really gravitate to and learn from. For example, you'll notice that when an animal is laying around, when it gets up, it always has the common sense to know to stretch, which human beings really need to do far more often than they do. And they just have certain behavioral abilities that you wish human beings had a little bit more. Is that what your experience is with Betty?
I think that's an absolutely wonderful analogy. When you see some of the ways that that other human beings treat other human beings and behave towards people, dogs just act on instinct and instinct alone. They don't have to think about anything. They just know, and everything that they do is performed in a right way. And yeah, I really do believe that humans could learn a lot from their pets.
Well, and I would think that since you deal in the issue of behavior and positive attitude, that's something that animals usually are better at than human beings. I've got to say, I've seen many somber humans, but whenever I go, and especially in my travel in Lansing as the pet show guy, uh-huh. I go into a lot of places where they have dogs and animals in their place of business, and boy, they're always in a really good mood. And I wonder why the human beings can't always be in nearly the same good mood that the animals are. Any insight on that?
Well, one thing for sure is humans have ego. And ego is something that that drives the human condition, sometimes not in the best of directions. I think like with a lot of human beings, the physical ailments that come with ego, that come with stress, animals have the exact opposite effect, such as lowering blood pressure, uplifting moods. I was actually doing some research on a prison, I believe it was in Colorado, that actually take dogs in and train them and prepare them for homes outside of the confined conditions, and the effect, the attitude, and how these animals affect people that violent people that are now incarcerated the research. It was incredible the effect that animals had just on these people.
Well, I know that that's right, because we've talked with a number of experts over the last couple of months, whether it's having dogs dealing with school children who are having difficulty learning.
Yeah, I think, one of the things, the human being, we see ourselves as the ultimate intelligence when it comes to earthly species. But I don't know. I think the animal world has a leg up on us on many, many, many facets.
Well, I'm sure glad that this dog came into your life, and I'm sure glad that you were able to like turn the light on and realize how important this particular pet is for your life and for us. We all get to benefit because that gets you in behind the desk, and you can write more.
Absolutely, she's. I to be honest with you, I could not imagine life. I could not imagine life without her now.
We've been talking this morning with Paul Wedding, best-selling author of the book, If You Only Knew What You Already Know. Paul, thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing the story with us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. having me, and good luck.
Thanks very much. After the break, Rick, we're going to be back, and we're going to have a conversation and talk about a rescue group called Mackenzie's Animal Sanctuary that's really a tremendous story. And we'll have that conversation after the break, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho.